I've got to get Mark Fay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Fay.
We're entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark Fay Show starts right now.
Oh, man, the news just keeps on. It's like it never stops. It's like just a volcano of news and information. And we're going to bring it to you here in just a minute. But for, very exciting. This is Thursday today, September the 26th. And October 26th is my birthday. That's why I'm so excited. It's like literally 30 days from my birthday. Put that in your calendars, please. There was talk of sending me cards and things like that, which is fine. Just make sure either A, they have cash in them, or B, they make noise. Because, you know, on the radio, it's boring to hear someone read a card. But if you open it up and it's one of those hoops and yo-yo cards or something, or one that plays a song, that's always good. Enough about me, because this isn't about me. Today, September 26th, is the day we've been telling you about for weeks now. This is the day we've been looking forward to for weeks, not just because the whistleblower complaint came out and was made public again just moments before the broadcast, but because today is the day that we start handing out $500 every single day. Today is the day that you can, for the first time in history, win Mark Kay's cash.
It's time to win Mark Kay's cash.
All right, so here's how this works. We're about to give out a name. This is the name of somebody who went online to WOKV.com or downloaded our mobile app and put in their information. And now we're gonna say your name. If it's your name, you have 10 minutes to call us back at 855-765-1045. That's our number, 855-765-1045. That's our number. If you've gone online and you've registered to win, listen carefully, because we are about to give out the first name. Are you ready? Okay, good. Here we go. Listen carefully. Our first name is Robin Fisher. Robin Fisher. Robin Fisher, if that's you, you've got 10 minutes starting right now to win Marquez cash. So dial carefully. Good luck. Long-distance charges apply. 855-765-1045. Do we have, like, an official clock or something? Is there, like, some kind of timer? Because like, it was, like, 10 and, like, 1 second. We need some kind of clock. We need, like, a... Do you have a stopwatch TikTok, or something?
TikTok? Sure.
Does your phone? I know you don't have an iPhone, but is your phone advanced enough to?
I think so.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and start a timer?
Okay, Google. Set timer for 5 minutes.
No, 10 minutes.
Oh.
Okay, 5 minutes.
No, 10 minutes.
Now.
Robin, never mind. You better hurry up.
Never mind. Hey Siri, set a timer for 10 minutes.
Okay, your timer is set for 10 minutes.
Wow, okay, good, perfect. That's fantastic. So now this is very well thought out, by the way, and highly technical stuff. We have, and this is great because we screwed up. Robin Fisher, you now have like 11 minutes because it took us a minute and a half to figure out how to set a timer. 855-765-1045, or you can also hit ** 1045. Okay, so here's the deal. This whistleblower report came out just moments ago. There's a live thing going on at Capitol Hill right now with the acting Inspector General, and he's right there, Director of National Intelligence. He's testifying right now about the whistleblower report. And we have a copy of it, which they released just before his testimony began. And just like yesterday, we read you the transcript of the phone call. Today, we are lucky enough to be able to bring to you the actual whistleblower complaint. The intelligence operative who is hiding somewhere in a dark basement right now, trying to stay out of the spotlight, fearing for their life and their livelihood, making sure that whatever they do, they don't get caught for fear of the wrath of Donald Trump. This unclassified report, like I said, came out just earlier today, and it starts, as most of these things do, "Dear Chairman Burr and Chairman Schiff, I am reporting an urgent concern in accordance with the procedures outlined in 50 U.S.C. 3033 K5A. In the course of my official duties, I have received information from multiple U.S. government officials that the President of the United States is using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 U.S. election. This interference includes, among other things, pressuring a foreign country to investigate one of the president's main domestic political rivals. The president's personal lawyer, Mr. Rudolph Giuliani, is a central figure in this effort. Attorney General Barr appears to be involved as well. I was not a direct witness to most of the events described. However, I found my colleagues' accounts of these events to be credible because in almost all cases, multiple officials recounted fact patterns that were consistent with one another. In addition, a variety of information consistent with these private accounts has been reported publicly. I am deeply concerned that the actions described below constitute a serious or flagrant problem, abuse, or violation of law or executive order that does not include differences of opinions concerning public policy matters. This thing is, I'm telling you, 9 pages. That's only page one. That we haven't even gotten to the whole, they're hiding it in a secret subcomputer in the basement of the White House yet. That comes on page four. They go over the call. They talk about things that we already know. All right, here we go. The White House officials who told me this information were deeply disturbed by what had transpired in the phone call. They told me that there was already a discussion ongoing with White House lawyers about how to treat the call because of the likelihood in the officials' retelling that they had witnessed the president abuse his office for personal gain. White House officials told me that they were directed by White House lawyers to remove the electronic transcript from the computer system in which such transcripts are typically stored for coordination, finalization, and distribution by cabinet-level officials. Instead, the transcript was loaded into a separate electronic system that is otherwise used to store and handle classified information of an especially sensitive nature. One White House official described this act as an abuse of this electronic system because the call did not contain anything remotely sensitive from a national security perspective. I do not know whether similar measures were taken to restrict access to other records of the call, such as contemporaneous handwritten notes taken by those who listened in. Then it goes through a whole retelling of Giuliani's involvement and specific trips that he took. Anyway, this is the whistleblower report that recounts not only the phone call, but then these supposed allegations that Donald Trump and his administration tried to do their best to cover it all up. Now, once again, the most important part and the thing you need to realize about the entire whistleblower report is on the very first page in the third paragraph, where they clearly write out, I was not a direct witness to most of the events described. AKA, this is all hearsay. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. 855-765-1045. If you want to comment on this or if you want to get your opinions out there, we've got a ton of other reactions to not only the whistleblower, but the impeachment and what happened yesterday with the transcript from all over Washington, D.C., and a ton of your open mics, too. This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
You've heard Mark's take. Now it's your turn. Tell Mark what you think by using the open mic and the News 104.5 WOKV app. This is the Mark Kaye Show.
Hey, Mark, I know you fail to plan things out very well, but what happens if Robin doesn't call in 10 minutes? Do you say another name? You got to give out $500 every day.
Actually, we don't. We only give out $500 a day if we get a winner. We should probably go over this one more time. Rule number one, you have to go and register at WOKV.com or on our News 104.5 mobile app. Rule number two, listen between 10 and 10:15 every day, Monday through Friday, for a name to be called. If that name is yours, you have 10 minutes to call back. If, however, the winner does not call back, there is no winner for that day. We take the $500. We go to Best Bet. And then we do it again. We do it again the next day. So we don't actually have to give away 500. Look, we've got the 500 bucks. But if you guys aren't listening for your names, then you know, there's nothing we can do. We're not going to just deliver. We're not going to drive up to your house and throw it in the window. 855-765-1045. We are looking for Robin Fisher today. And I think we have someone on the phone that may match that description. WOKV. Hi, this is the Mark Kaye Show. Who's this?
Robin Fisher.
Robin Fisher. And Robin Fisher, did you go online to WOKV and register to win Marquez cash?
I sure did.
Yay! Congratulations! Robin, congratulations. You just won $500 of my very own cash.
That is awesome.
I know, right? And how easy was it to do?
Just had to listen.
Hey, you just had to see? That's all you have to do. Now, for some people, that's difficult. But for you, it wasn't that hard, was it?
No.
Robin, hang tight. We're going to hook you up with your money. Hey, congratulations. Look at that. One winner. First day, way to go. This is working exactly the way we plan. Now, we'll call another name tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So be listening to The Marquez Show every weekday, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Another name will be called, and that person will have 10 minutes to call us back at 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. All right, we got a couple people that want to comment here about the whistleblower complaint just being released. Pontevedra Patrick, how are you?
Hey, very well. Hey, I just want to say quickly, there's more of this to come. And I think the right is finally realizing, instead of saying, oh, this is all unbelievable, I can't believe it, they're going to realize that the power is being taken away from the left that they've accumulated for 50 years, and they have to do anything and everything to stop that. It's like somebody taking away your kids. You do everything. You wouldn't care about your Constitution. So there's more of this to come if this doesn't work. The interesting part is that as all of a sudden people start to see that Trump is going to get reelected, let's see who comes back around and starts playing nice again, from world leaders to people in this country.
I mean, the world leader, here's the thing, and you bring up a couple of great points. I think we've already started to see this. I mean, this is like the ninth attempt by the Democrats to unseat Donald Trump. This is not the first thing at all. We've seen this since day one, even before the election. We saw with the whole Billy Bush grab her by the you-know-what tape on the Hollywood Access Hollywood bus. You know, that was the first step that we saw. And that didn't derail Trump at all. He went right into the debate that night. He talked about locker room talk. He destroyed Hillary Clinton, and he gained even more support. That was nothing compared to some of these other things that have brought down other candidates. He went into this. He went into the first year of his term, and he was attacked for racism. He was attacked for, you know, every comment he made at Charlottesville, this, that, the other. He was attacked for Russian collusion. That thing went on for years. He had his own advisors and people that he put in positions of power were turning on him left, right, and center. Jeff Sessions. I mean, that guy blew the whole thing wide open by recusing himself. And he had to deal with this day in and day out. We had headlines saying this is it for Donald Trump. The Republicans are turning on Trump. Nothing has been able to faze this guy. So we know that the Democrats are not going to stop. We know that they've had their, as you said, Patrick, children taken away from them, and Constitution be damned. They're going to fight tooth and nail. They're going to do whatever they can to get their power back. And if this is, you know, this is the latest step in that whole saga. But on the flip side of that, there's only one way for them to get their power back. The only way for them to get their power back is for Donald Trump to lose the election in 2020. That's the only way. And the Democrats, instead of trying to find a candidate who could do that, who could beat Donald Trump, trying to find a platform or an agenda that the people actually value and respect and desire and would support, instead of doing any of that, they continue to waste all of their time investigating Donald Trump, creating these collusion narratives, trying to impeach him, having hearings, another hearing again all day today on Capitol Hill with the director of national intelligence, all of these things. It is one goal that they have in mind, and that is to remove Donald Trump from office, when really all they need to do is run a better campaign than he does in 2020. But that, of course, is not going to happen. They're letting their candidates get raked through the coals. They're letting their candidates lose on every front. Their main guy, Joe Biden, slipping in the polls to Elizabeth Warren, slipping in the polls in Iowa, can't debate to save his life. And now we're learning that he and his son Hunter are criminals, and that Joe Biden abused his power as vice president to save his son while also making his son millions of dollars at the expense of the taxpayers. And if he was willing to do that as vice president, imagine what that guy's going to do if he ever becomes president. Don't worry. You don't have to imagine it. It's Never going to happen. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. More of your phone calls coming up. Steve-O, Bonnie, John, Melvin, Keith, everybody, hang on. The Mark Kay Show returns right after this on News 104.5 WOKV.
More time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
We're entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark K. Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
If you can't investigate your political opponents or any other criminals in the country, why are they constantly investigating Donald Trump?
I mean, it does make it is talk about quid pro quo. You've been investigating Donald Trump, your number one political rival, for 2.5 years, Democrats. Why can't he investigate crimes against the United States involving the former vice president who, oh, yeah, just so happens to be running for president?
You know, I'm a Democrat, and I'm tired of this nonsense. It's time to move on with the people's business. I mean, you know, we lost. The Democrats lost. Live with it. Go out, campaign, see if you can win. You know, there's much more important things that Congress can do except sit on their duff and do nothing.
I don't believe that guy's a Democrat because he said, we lost. And Democrats don't say that. Democrats say Donald Trump stole the election from us. So that guy, you should check his voter registration card. 855-765-1045 is the number. This is Bonnie in St. Mary's. Bonnie, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How you doing?
Good morning, Mark. Love your show. Listen, every morning going to work, thank you for all you do.
Oh, hey, then no problem, Bonnie. It's, you know, it's fun for me, so I'm glad you appreciate it. What did you want to say today?
Well, I got three quick points. Okay. One, I'd like to know how many times that are listed in the whistleblower report the word disturbing or disturbed. Number two, if these things were so disturbing to his colleagues, why didn't they blow the whistle? And number three, quickly, I'm waiting for a congressman on today's hearing to get up there and do his 5 minutes of fame and say, are y'all serious right now? Are y'all punking us?
You know, you bring up, I want to, and those are all great points, buddy. You, one thing that you bring up, which I think is essential to this whole thing, is why a third party? Why not, or a second party, or why somebody who heard this secondhand? If this was so bad, if this was so incredulous, if this was so damaging to the president of the United States and all these other individuals, because they said in this report, he said to the best of his knowledge, over a dozen people were listening on the line, and that's just here in the United States. Over a dozen people were listening on the line. Over a dozen people listening, and not one of them thought that this was terrible and horrible and no good and very bad, and they thought to file a whistleblower report, but instead they went and talked to somebody else, and then this third party said, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to file a whistleblower report. I mean, that's the thing that seems really bizarre to me, is why is it all somebody who says, I was not a direct witness to most of the events described? So they're right now, they're debating this report, and they're reading, and they're taking this as, you know, the word of the Almighty. But if you look at the second paragraph right there, I was not a direct witness to most of the events described. Therefore, any of this stuff that's been described in these reports, in this whole 9-page memo that was unclassified this morning, none of it, I mean, it could all be made up. It could all be totally and entirely fabricated just to conform with the narrative that the Democrats want to put forth. I mean, that is one of the biggest questions. Where are the direct witnesses to this? Where are they? Why aren't they coming forward? Why isn't anybody who has firsthand knowledge coming forward, or at least secretly putting forth a whistleblower complaint? 855-765-1045 is the number. This is Keith in Argyle. Hi, Keith. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark. Hey, it's time to break this thing down. And first of all, let's support our President Trump. But let's let President Trump know, and let's break it down for the country.
Okay.
It's not just Trump. Any president that will stand up and believe in God and the sanctity of human right, human life, the right will come after. Just bash and bash and bash. Look at the Democratic Party platform. Atheists and the right to kill a baby on the day it's born. It's always been that way. Trump acknowledges God and the sanctity of human life and calls it out every chance he gets. And the fight will never stop, and they will never get off his ass. And we will always vote, and we will win, win, win.
Thanks,
Burke. giving me a place to speak.
Absolutely, Keith. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. In the 24 hours from the time, because Nancy Pelosi at 5 p.m., she announced that she was going to start officially the inquiry into impeachment. That was 2 days ago, 5 p.m., she made her big announcement. Within 24 hours, the Donald Trump campaign had raised $5 million, which was substantially more than the Democrats raised. The Donald Trump campaign is, to date, is one of the most lucrative and highest fundraising campaigns in the history of political fundraising here in the United States of America. And there's a reason. People don't just give their money without expecting something in return. People don't just give their money because they're asked. They do it because they have shared beliefs, because they know that what the person they're donating to is doing is, you know, is right and just and is good for America. And especially when that person is attacked, because the fundraising email that Donald Trump sent out, the message he sent out was, we are being attacked, which is true. We are being attacked double barrel now. Joe Biden and Jill Biden, they got their double barrel shotgun out there. Just like he said, you know what you do? You get that double barrel shotgun out there. They're coming at Donald Trump with everything that they have and some stuff they don't have that they're just making up. And Donald Trump put forth, put together a task force and said, we need money. We need to defend ourselves. Not only do we need to run an election, but we've got to defend ourselves against these impeachment practices. And so he, in one day, 24 hours, he was able to raise $5 million. And you don't do that without a whole heck of a lot of support from people who know that what you're fighting for is good and just and right and truly in the benefit of the United States of America. Hey, Stevie-O from St. Augustine. How you doing, Stevie-O?
Hey, Mark, how's it going, buddy?
Good, man.
Yeah. Click, just like the great band from Jacksonville says, click, click, boom, load them up and let's go. My whole question is, so you've got all of this evidence. Nice. So you got all this evidence against Trump, which is recorded. It is being presented, but still there's nothing being done about 33,000 classified emails deleted on the Democrat side from Hillary Clinton while she was, you know, what, she never had a phone call with a head of state from a foreign country.
Oh, it happens all the time. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. What Donald Trump said in this recording to the Ukrainian president that he claims is perfect, that he claims is nothing, is basically when you look at it, it is basically nothing. It is how political deals are made. It's how leaders talk to each other. And really, Joe Biden, who is clearly guilty of some kind of crime, Hunter Biden, who is clearly guilty or the recipient of that said crime, these two guys are as crooked as they come, and Donald Trump is investigating that. Also, Donald Trump and the AG William Barr have been tasked with finding out and getting to the bottom of where this bogus witch hunt began. Why was Robert Mueller pulled in? Why did Robert Mueller get $30 million? Where did this complaint even come from when clearly there was no evidence of collusion whatsoever? You know, that's one of the major tasks going forward. And if the Ukrainian president can help with that, and if his department can help with that, and his ambassador can help with that, Donald Trump is obligated to seek intelligence from other. We get intelligence from other countries every single day. We have CIA agents out there trying to get intel from other countries. We have conversations going on with other countries. We have diplomats and ambassadors wheeling and dealing every single day with other countries. If you don't think that quid pro quo exists, go back and watch old episodes of the West Wing, where they were threatening one country with this and threatening one country with that and withholding funds from this. It's all you scratch my. That's what politics is. And all Donald Trump is saying here is, hey, look, we have an investigation. We need help with it. Can you do us a favor and help us? There was no threat. There was no, I said I'm going to get on a plane in 6 hours. And if he's not fired, I'm taking my money with me. Well, son of a bitch, they fired that guy. That was Joe Biden, not Donald Trump. It's all ridiculousness. 855-765-1045. We got to take a break. We got a ton more phone calls coming up here in just a minute. But this is, it's just getting good. But I think that the more they throw at this impeachment investigation, like that one Democrat who just, I didn't even know we had Democrats listening to this show. I didn't even know we had Democrats that knew how to send open mic messages. But he figured it out, and he sent us a message saying, I'm a Democrat, and I'm sick and tired of all this. Get back to work. Leave the man alone. I mean, if you're a Democrat and people in your own party are saying, oh, my God, stop, then you should probably stop. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show is coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
He's informative, entertaining, you might even say funny. This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Guys, I don't pretend to be any kind of constitutional scholar, but shouldn't they have waited for the transcript before they filed for the hearing on impeachment? I mean, that's part of due process, right?
Due process, schmoo process. That's not what impeachment's all about. That's not what impeachment's all about. I don't want everybody getting confused. Impeachment has nothing to do with due process. Impeachment has nothing to do with breaking the law. Impeachment has everything to do with the fact that the Democrats hate Donald Trump, and all they need to impeach him, all they need, again, don't think that there's any special secret sauce to impeachment. The Constitution makes it clear. All you need to impeach a president is a majority of votes in the House of Representatives. Yes, there's that whole thing about bribery and high crimes and misdemeanors, but it's so vague that it doesn't matter. If you have a majority of congressional representatives who believe that Donald Trump or any president should be impeached and they're willing to vote that way, that's all you need. That's the only requirement. You don't have to have broken a law. You don't need proof. You don't need due process. You don't need any kind of investigation. You can literally just walk in one day and say, hey, guys, let's impeach the president. All those in favor say aye. And if a majority of the House of Representatives says aye, then you have impeached the president successfully. So it doesn't matter. She didn't need the transcript. She didn't need the whistleblower report. She didn't need anything but her own hatred and the support of the majority of her colleagues. Now, there's something else you should have. Not necessary, but you should have it. And that is the support of the voters. That's the support of the people in the United States of America who put you in office in first place. And I would hearken to guess that not everybody is as hell-bent and excited about this impeachment process as these Democrats are. And the problem is that the Democrats live in Washington. They talk to each other. They argue with each other. They watch the news media. In fact, the news media, the news media, a lot of people say Donald Trump is obsessed with the news media. Uh-uh. The people who are really obsessed with the news media are the left, the Democrats, the liberals. And they have been watching too much CNN. They've been watching too much MSNBC. They've been listening to these clowns for months now yell, impeach this president. They've been reading the tweets from Bette Midler and Jon Favreau and Rosie O'Donnell and everyone else going, let's just impeach him. Like, get rid of him already. Every single time they go on their Facebook page, one of their rich liberal Hollywood friends is telling them to get rid of Donald Trump. One of their rich liberal Hollywood friends is saying, they're watching these debates with these 10 people who can't poll above 3%, all saying we need to impeach the president. So they believe it because that's the only world they live in. But the majority of the country doesn't want impeachment. The majority of the country does not want Donald Trump out of office. The majority of the country wants the Democrats to go back to work and leave the man alone. And if you want to get rid of the president, do it the way that you're supposed to, by running a better election. Just win. Just freaking win. Donald Trump knows that. He just has been winning and winning and we will win. If the Democrats had a motto, it would be we will lose and we will lose and we will lose. Because that's exactly what's been happening to them. John from Orangedale. Hey, John, how you doing, man? Thanks so much for calling the Markay Show.
Hey, am I there?
Are you I don't know. Are you there? You tell me. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, great. Okay. All right, Fandom. What's going on, man?
Hey, I just wanted to say something about this impeachment deal with Nancy Pelosi.
Sure.
I just Googled it up, the succession, who is next in line if the president and vice president are impeached.
Yeah.
It's Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, no, we all know. Yeah, we know that. It's the Speaker of the House.
Okay. I just hadn't heard anybody talking about it.
Oh, yeah, we've known. No, that's exactly the line of succession. It's the president and then the vice president and then the Speaker of the House. And yeah. I mean, look, if she's, they're not going to impeach Vice President Pence because he hasn't really done anything. They just want Donald Trump out of office. But then you're right. They don't, they still don't get the White House. They still have Vice President Pence, who a lot of them think is even more dangerous. But at the same token, they're not going to impeach Donald Trump because impeachment is the only, is just a process in the House of Representatives. Removal from office comes from the Senate. That's where they actually hold the trial, if you will. That's where they actually hold the vote that would remove a president from office. It's never happened in the past. It's not going to happen now. Will it happen sometime in the future? Maybe. But there's no way, pardon me, that this Senate, which is a majority Republican, would ever, none of these guys are not going to put their life on the line because they know a vote for Donald Trump, and this includes Mitt Romney, a vote against Donald Trump by any Republican senator, they're basically, they might as well just quit, pack it up, and go home because they're not going to get reelected. Not one, not a single damn one of them. 855-765-1044. We got to take another quick break. We got news, traffic, weather coming up here in just a minute. We are going to play some What the Bleep later, and we got a ton more of your phone calls. You guys are all fired up today. You're all fired up. We're gonna let that fire continue to burn right after this on the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Mark Kay, you're good to go, man. Just settle down a little bit. You talk too fast.
All right. Well, you know, I get when we get really excited, we start to talk a little bit faster. Plus, there's a lot of information we got to get out in very little time to get it out in. 855-765-1045 is our number. By the way, congratulations to Robin Fisher, our first ever winner of Mark Kay's cash. She won $500 just about an hour ago because she heard her name right at the beginning of the show. She called in within the 10 minute time limit, and we handed her five bills. Your next chance to win is coming up tomorrow morning right at 10 o'clock. 855-765-1045. Let's see, we got a bunch of people here that want to comment on some stuff that we're talking about. Bill from Green Cove. How you doing, Bill? Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Very good, Mark. First of all, I want to let you know I finally got you on speed dial.
Oh, good. All right, that's fantastic.
I've been watching the polls here lately as far as President Trump's ratings. I think at the beginning of the week, he was like 37-40%, which is awesome. But because of what's going on, it's jumped to 50-53%.
Yeah.
If nobody's not noticed that.
No, it's true. And I'm trying to find the latest one. After all this stuff, he's 53% on September 24th. It looks like he was 51 on September 25th, which was yesterday. Today's
and Rush says add 10.
Yeah, and then 49% today. So, I mean, he's right there at 50%, and he's holding steady, and he is way higher than Obama was at this time in his presidency.
I think in history.
Yeah. So
I think in history.
It's really.
And then it takes two-thirds of the House of Representatives and the Senate to actually start an impeachment trial.
Well, for the House of Representatives, it takes the majority. But, yeah, for it's two-thirds of the Senate, which is 67 senators. And there's no way that there's not six. I mean, unless you would have to get 20. You would have to get 20 Republicans to vote to impeach Donald Trump. And that is assuming that every single Democrat votes to impeach Donald Trump. And I don't even think that would happen because it's, I mean, look, people can, they can throw this around. And I think when you realize how unlikely, think about this. When you realize how unlikely it is that Donald Trump would ever be impeached, it just makes it a lot easier for Nancy Pelosi to throw it around. I mean, if you think about it, if you really want to think about the constitutional crisis, the real constitutional crisis is that something that is so serious as impeachment is just being bandied about and thrown around by the Democrats because they don't like the outcome of the election and they're trying to change that. They also have a crappy candidate, man. I mean, talk about the worst candidates in the world. We thought Hillary Clinton was bad. And we were right. We were right about that. But Joe Biden's, he's bad, if not worse. They choose these old people who've been in Washington forever, who've been riddled with scandal, who've been associated with some of the most corrupt politicians in history. With Hillary Clinton, it was her husband, Bill, with Joe Biden, it was Barack Obama and also Hillary Clinton. And also, let's throw in Bill Clinton. I mean, you can't go in to Washington, D.C., find the oldest Democrat you can find and throw them up and think they're going to be a good candidate. And on top of that, the guy's losing his mind. He can't talk. He doesn't want to be president. And he's a criminal. And Giuliani and Donald Trump have brought that forth with the help of the Ukrainian president. And don't think for a minute that Donald Trump and Giuliani don't enjoy the chaos surrounding the situation and the spotlight that has now been put on who the person who was at one point their number one political opponent, but no longer is. Because Joe Biden, he just talked about Donald Trump's approval ratings. Donald Trump's approval ratings holding fast, holding steady. Joe Biden's, he is the coyote from the Roadrunner cartoons when he runs off the cliff. He is getting beaten by Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren. That's who their number one candidate is right now. That's who they're going to be putting up next year against Donald Trump, unless something else changes, which it doesn't look like is gonna. 855-765-1045 is the number. This is Mike in Palatka. Mike, hey, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
I'm doing great today, Mark. You mentioned a minute ago that the impeachment is tried in the Senate, and this was set up so there was a separation of powers in the Constitution to avoid any partisan ability to be able to impeach a president.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, are there any repercussions if once it's tried in the Senate, if it's found to be a partisan impeachment by the Democrats, you know, what's the consequences? Are there consequences for their actions?
Well, look, I mean, it all comes back to, I mean, when you look at it, it all comes back to constituency. And there's a reason why Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff are in charge of this whole thing. There's a reason why those are the three faces that you see more than anything else, because they come from districts that are like blue as the sky. They are as blue as they get. There's no way that, and they don't have to worry about their districts, you know, feeling neglected, because they will always win. They are ingrained in those districts, and they have been there forever, and they will continue to be there. And that's why they're in these leadership positions. So they have no repercussions. They can yell impeachment all they want. But the freshman Democrats and the freshman Republicans and the not so senior Democrats and the not so senior Republicans, they still have to answer to their constituency. Great example, Rick Scott. We just elected that guy senator. Do you think for a minute that Rick Scott is going to vote against Donald Trump, who Florida wanted to be president, in an impeachment? Absolutely not, because he knows he's out of a job. He knows it doesn't represent the people in his district. It doesn't represent the people from Florida. Marco Rubio, is he going to vote? He better not, because he also knows that the people from Florida respect Donald Trump, want Donald Trump, put Donald Trump there, and are benefiting from Donald Trump's leadership. And he better not sidestep the people that he has been elected to represent, or else they will elect somebody else to represent him. They may actually do that anyway, but that's another story. And so you have to go district by district, state by state. There's no way that 20 Republicans would ever vote to impeach Donald Trump in the Senate. I imagine not even every Democrat would do that, because deep down in my heart of hearts, I want to believe that there's a good Democrat in office somewhere. There's somebody on the left who has a little bit of decency and can cut through and see what Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and all these other whack jobs are doing. And they can see the vitriol, and they can just cut through the hatred, and they can realize, look, we have a system of government in this country that says you run for election and you win and you get to be president for 4 years. And if you lose, you can't just use every other part of the constitutional process to try and overturn the election. You can't just impeach a president because you won the popular vote and not the electoral vote. 855-765-1045. Millie from somewhere. Millie, where are you calling from? From the west side. Hi, how are you? Oh, Millie had to go. She's like, I can't hang out all day.
Are you? Hello?
Bill in Hastings. How you doing, Bill?
Hi, Bill in Hastings here. I got a couple of things for your listeners. The first one is a song they can play. It's called The Wreck, called Hillary Clinton. And it's sung to the tune of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Okay. All right.
And anyway, I also got a suggestion for if you're making hamburgers or hot dogs and you want to make a good topping for them, slice up some onions and apples thinly sliced together. Pour out a little bit of butter, a little bit of pancake syrup, and a little bit of maybe throw in some brown sugar or cinnamon. Yeah. And just fry it up in a pan or cook it in the microwave.
All right, but hey, Bill, thanks so much, man. We appreciate that. Thanks so much. By the way, the other Josh, remind me to get you and everybody else into that call screening class we talked about yesterday. 855-765-1045 is our number. No, I appreciate it. I'm going to go fry up some onions and apples and brown sugar and sardines and put them on my hot dog later today. That sounds delicious. While I'm listening to the wreck of the Edmund Clinton. 855-765-104. Quick break. More of your phone calls on the way. It's the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Love listening to Mark, but can't every day? Good news. You can subscribe to the Mark Kaye Show podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Listen when you want, on the device you want. This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I want my media to give me the facts, the absolute truth, and nothing but the facts. I'm an adult. I can draw my own opinions from the facts. I don't need the opinions of the media.
All right, then I'll just keep my opinions to myself. 85, thank you, though. 855-765-1045. We're going to go right back to the phones because we got a ton of people that are all fired up about not just this whistleblower report, but the Democratic reaction to it and the transcript that we read yesterday. By the way, if you have not yet seen or watched the transcript reenactment that the other Josh and I did yesterday, it's on my Facebook page right now. Go to Mark Kaye on Facebook and you can watch it. I'll be honest with you. I thought it was amazing. I thought we both did a great job. It's also on my Instagram. So if you're not a Facebook person, go to Mark Kaye on Instagram, MarkKaye. We take clips from the show every single day. We take the video, we put it up there, and we got a lot of positive reaction both for our accents, Josh, and the way we really threw ourselves into our characters. So if you want to go back and take a look at that, it's Mark Kaye on Instagram, MarkKaye. Robert is in Arlington. Hi, Robert. How are you? Thanks for calling the Mark Kaye Show.
Hi, you're welcome. I wanted to clarify something.
Yeah.
Nixon was never impeached. He resigned before he could be impeached. So there's only been two presidents that's been impeached.
That's correct. Nixon was resigned when he realized he was probably going to be impeached. Johnson and Clinton were both impeached but not removed from office. That's correct.
Right. Yeah. So just wanted to clarify that. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, great. All right. If somebody said otherwise, they were wrong. 855-765-1045. Gary in Jacksonville. How you doing, Gary?
Doing great. Thank you.
Oh, good. What did you want to say, sir?
I think they should do a special election, lay the evidence out, do a special election, see what the actual people want to do.
What do you mean, the actual people? What do you mean? In what way?
For instance, you and I, we get a vote in saying whether he gets impeached or not.
We do get a vote in saying that. When we voted for our congresspeople and when we voted for our senators, we had a say in whether or not he gets impeached.
Well, with that, yes, that's true. But, you know, lay the evidence before the people. Let the people do a vote, see what the people think also, along with Congress and the Senate.
Yeah. I mean, that's one way to do it, although I'll be honest with you, I think that's a horrible... Look, we have a Republican form of government here, which means the people... It's not a democracy. It's not a straight-up democracy. I mean, if that were the case, this country would be in a whole buttload of trouble. You know, we don't just throw it and stuff out there and say, hey, people, vote on this. Because, number one, 9 times out of 10, the people have no idea what's going on. That's because they rely on the media. It's because they're too busy watching CNN at the airport. So they really don't know the truth. That's why we have representatives who go to Tallahassee locally or go to Washington, D.C. on our behalf and fight for us. And if you don't like it, you got to get a new representative in there. But you know what? Luckily, we've been smart enough to keep the power separated. Sure, right now the House of Representatives has a majority of the power, but the Senate, is firmly in the Republican stronghold. So you got the Democrats in the House, you got the Republicans in the Senate, you've got Donald Trump in the White House, and the Supreme Court, depending on which side of the bed John Roberts shows up on, could be conservative or liberal. We never really know until the decisions are handed down. But the fact of the matter is, look, the Constitution works very well. And the Constitution says the representatives decide. So I don't want the people. I don't want that. I just want the representatives to realize that the people that elected them don't want that. And if they don't realize that now, they will realize it come 2020, because every vote, and especially a vote of this magnitude, has some kind of repercussion. And that's one of the reasons. And something that's very important about this is because we got emails from Jamie Dupree, and you'll hear the people talk about all the time about how you don't need an official vote in the House of Representatives. No, you don't. But most of the time you have one. The reason you don't have one now is because Nancy Pelosi knows that if she forces each and every one of her Democratic caucus members or her Democratic Congress people, people who are supposedly on their side or people who are supposedly, you know, hell bent on getting rid of Donald Trump, if she forces them to stand up and publicly put on record their vote, yes or no, that vote will have political implications for them come 2020. And a lot of these first time Congress people may only be one time Congress people. And a lot of people who have been in Congress forever may find themselves out of a job because of the way they vote or don't vote on that one particular issue. And that's one of the biggest reasons. That's how we that's how we balance and maintain the United States of America. We don't just throw it out. It's not like the dog racing amendment here in Florida, where we just let the people decide if the dog should be raised for racing or not. Let the people decide what we're going to do. You know how many homeless greyhounds we're going to have now because the people got a chance to decide? We elect these representatives. They go to Tallahassee. They go to Washington, D.C. Let them do their jobs. And if they don't do their jobs, you have the right every 2 years to go and vote them out. 855-765-1045. Good caller. I appreciate it. This is Sarah in Jacksonville. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, great. What'd you want to say?
I'm just wondering, there is so much time and so much effort being put into impeaching Donald Trump. Could you just imagine how this country would look if that time and effort was actually put into doing something good for the country?
Oh, you know, it seems like it would be a fantastic utopia that we would live in. But I mean, I don't know, because if there's one thing we see that time and effort that they put into trying to impeach Donald Trump, the one thing that has done is actually, I believe, inspired Donald Trump and his supporters to do even more good. And the wall's being built and the economy's great. And half the time, I think he does it just to spite them, just to show everybody, look, they're not going to do the work, but I am. If they were working for other causes, we might actually not have a wall. I mean, think about that. Think if they put all this time and effort into stopping Donald Trump's agenda instead of just getting rid of him. This may actually be a blessing in disguise. This may actually be a way to keep them from doing actual work, because their actual work is to raise our taxes, force us into their health care programs, and knock down our borders so that we can become part of this one world order that they want. Maybe impeachment is exactly what we need, because it keeps them from doing stuff that's actually going to ruin our lives. You're a genius. Thanks for the call. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More coming up on the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
More time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark K. Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
By the way, we are going to play some What the Bleep later on today. So if you didn't win our $500 for Win Mark K's Cash, no problem. You could win a Mark K. Show t-shirt, which, I'm going to be honest with you, almost as valuable. Almost as valuable. Unless I autograph it, in which case it's totally worthless. 855-765-1045. So Hannah's in the other room. She's saying, you got to talk to James. He's all fired up. James in Jacksonville. Hi, how are you? Thanks so much for calling the Mark K. Show.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm good, James. What's up, my buddy?
Mark, man, we as conservative Republicans, you know, I'm an African-American Republican. Okay. We got to support our president, man. We got to fight and stop acting like, I don't know what we acting like, acting scared, man. We got to call our U.S. representative, state, U.S. senators. We got to stand up behind and fight this president. This man is going through so much for the country, for us.
Yeah.
And we got to fight for him, man. We got to stand up. Everybody, we have to stand up. We have to flood the lines. We have to flood support. We have to fight for our president. These people are not going to disenfranchise us, okay? and get the people that they want to get into this country. This man is fighting hard for us, man. That speech that he gave at the UN was one of the best speeches I ever heard in my life. Listen, Mark, who is the whistleblower? Bring me the whistleblower. This person is coward. This gutless coward is out here making accusations that they never even heard anything, but this gutless coward won't reveal himself. We don't know who this person is. This person could be anybody. Who is the whistleblower? I don't want to hear anything else about it till the whistleblower reveals himself.
Yeah.
Gutless coward. Gutless coward. Reveal who you are.
James,
who is the whistleblower?
James, look, I don't know either, but I'll tell you what. I think that the Democrats, I never thought I'd say this, but I feel like the Democrats are learning from their past mistakes. And the reason the whistleblower didn't come forward, because think about the last whistleblower. Who was the last whistleblower we all got to know? It was Ballsy Ford. Blasey Ford. What's her name? Christine Blasey Ford. And she was the last whistleblower, and we all got to know her, and we all got to go in and investigate her and learn her history and hear her get up in front of Congress and play the victim, and it backfired on them. Everyone was like, whoa, hold on. Nothing happened to you. You don't have any proof. You can't prove any of this. You're out there because the Democrats showed up at your house and said, we need somebody to dig up anything we have on this Brett Kavanaugh. We can't lose the Supreme Court. So I think they learned from that, and they thought, well, the next time we pull a stunt like this, it's going to be an anonymous whistleblower. We are not going to let this person's identity be known because it's going to backfire. I mean, think about it. If you have an anonymous whistleblower, there's nothing to investigate. There's no backstory to question. There's no, way for the Republicans and the FBI to investigate and see if they even are a credible witness. If they even know the people that they claim to know in this report. So I wouldn't expect the whistleblower's identity to be revealed anytime soon. But, James, you're right about fighting. You're right about fighting. Look, I know my representative is out there fighting because my representative is John Rutherford, and I heard him this morning saying this whole thing is ridiculous. I know my senator is fighting, at least one of them. I know that Rick Scott's out there fighting for Donald Trump because he knows Donald Trump is the best thing that's ever happened to Florida other than Rick Scott, probably. And I know that Marco Rubio is most likely out there fighting, but I might have to give his office a call in just a minute and be like, hola, este es Marco K, necesito hablar con el senator. We'll see what happens. But you're absolutely right, James, and I appreciate the call. You know, and for those, if you live in, for example, the other Josh lives in a blue district. He should call up Al, what's his name? Lawson, and say, hey, Al, stop embarrassing your constituents. You know, stop embarrassing the people that live in your district, because first of all, your district is so gerrymandered. It's like the length of Florida. And second of all, we don't want you to go down this impeachment road because it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But hey, thanks. I think a great call, man. I appreciate your passion, James. And you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. This is Steve in Jacks Beach. Steve, thanks so much for holding. How are you, sir? What'd you want to say?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you doing? And along the same lines that James just said,
yeah.
You know, we've got a party that's trying to disrupt the presidency, that they're the party of slavery. Okay. You know, Obama and Clinton, they can execute their executive privilege, but Donald Trump can't. I mean, Rudy Giuliani is absolutely brilliant. He's not doing anything outside of the law. And Trump has run a campaign like no other. I predict that on the 2024 ticket, it'll be Ivanka and Donald as a vice president because he can't run but for 8 years. But what are we doing as far as, looking into this whistleblower? This whistleblower, I guarantee you, Trump is so brilliant. He sent that person to testify and to complain, because guess who's going to be the at the short end of the stick on that?
Yeah.
Joe Biden and Hunter.
You know, look, there's when you're Donald Trump, there comes a point where you have to realize that no matter what you do, no matter what you do, the Democrats are going to attack you. No matter what you do, there will be investigations. No matter who you hire or fire or what you say, you're either a racist or a criminal or a colluder or you're obstructing justice. It's in their minds. You could be winning with the economy. You could be winning with immigration. You could be winning with the American people. You could be winning with jobs. You could be winning with African-American unemployment. You could be winning with Hispanic unemployment. You could be winning every single district. You could be winning races in North Carolina just because you drop in for a quick rally the night before. You could be just winning and winning and winning. But in the eyes of the Democrats, you will always be a crook, a criminal who stole from them, stole their election, stole their presidency, stole Hillary Clinton's God-given right to be ordained, not elected, just ordained Queen of the USA. That's what Donald Trump did. He stole from them. So in their minds, he is always a crook and he will always be wrong. And it may be that Donald Trump and Giuliani and Stephen Miller and whoever else is in their brain trust in the White House just said, hey, you know what? We're always going to lose. So we might as well do whatever we want. Let's say whatever we want because they're going to attack us anyway. Let's make whatever deal we want because they're going to attack us anyway. Let's throw Joe Biden and his crooked son Hunter in there. And because they're going to try to bring us down anyway. Let's put the spotlight on them for a minute. And I'm pretty sure Donald Trump doesn't let a lot of things happen without his knowledge. That's why he's out there tweeting. That's why he's firing people. That's why a lot of people in the White House, they always feel disjointed. They always say, we didn't know what he was going to do until he did it. And I think that's one of the things that's kept him ahead of the pack. He knows everything that's going on because he's the one that's doing it. He removes a lot of those mid-level people. He removes a lot of the tiers. And as a result, everything that happens in that White House is pure 100% unadulterated Donald Trump. And that's what the people voted for. 855-765-1045. This is Sieber and Yulee. Hi, Sieber. How are you?
Hey, Mark, those three senators, Durbin, Menendez, and I can't remember the other one.
Yeah.
They ought to be brought up on charges for quid pro quo, as they say.
Yeah.
And also, did you know that the OK symbol that President Trump uses at the rally with his hand, that's been deemed a white supremacist hate symbol now?
I mean, anything's a white supremacist hate symbol if you just say it is. 855-765-1045. Is the number. This is Chip in sunny Daytona Beach. Hi, Chip. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How are you doing today?
Good, man. What do you want to say, sir?
Hey, I used to live in Joe Biden country up in Delaware.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when he was in local politics and everything. And this is, you know, this thing with his son and all that, this is typical Joe Biden. And it's just like Joe Biden to come right out and say, hey, I told him I was going to take my money and go away.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that guy is such a braggart. He thinks he's the greatest thing in the entire world. And he thinks as a result, he can brag about illegal activities, brag about strong arming and blackmailing other countries. He can stick his nose in anyone's hair and take a big old sniff. He thinks he's untouchable. Well, Donald Trump disagrees. Hey, listen, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, it's time for What the Bleep. If you want to win a Marque Show prize pack, we've got some great clips from the past week. I mean, there's been a lot of clips from this week. We've combed through them all, and we found the best of the best, and we are going to have you try to identify what word we've bleeped out. 855-765-1045 or **1045. We'll play right after this on News 104.5 WOKV.
Don't want to miss a minute of the fun of the Marque Show? Listen live everywhere you go in the News 104.5 WOKV app. This is the Marque Show.
All right, this is the Marque Show, and we've got a limited amount of time before traffic, weather, and the Rush Limbaugh Show. So what we're going to do is we're going to play some What the Bleep, and we are going to give somebody a Marque Show News 104.5 prize pack. Let's meet our contestants today, shall we? First up is Will in Hastings. Hi, Will. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Will. You're excited to be here. I appreciate that. Will, you've been paying attention to the news all week long? There's been a lot of it.
Yep.
Okay, good. I like that. A man of few words. You're going to be playing against Tim in Jacksonville today. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How you doing today?
You're doing great, Tim. Tim, say hi to Will. Will, say hi to Tim.
Hello.
Hi, Will.
Oh, look at this. Everyone's on board. This is going to be fantastic. All right, gents, here's what's going to happen. We are going to be playing little clips from the news. We'll play one at a time. One word will be bleeped out. It is your job to tell us what word we bleeped out. If you get it right, you get a point. Whoever has most points at the end of the game wins. Will, are you ready to hear your first clip?
Yes.
Listen carefully, Will. This is climate change activist Greta Thunberg, earlier this week, speaking at the UN, listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to f*** us, I say we will never forgive you.
What the bleep, Will?
Betray.
Betray. You think she said betray? Let's take a listen and see what happened.
The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Fail us. I'll be honest with you, that sounds to me like an episode of Game of Thrones, doesn't it? That's what I always picture Game of Thrones when I hear that. That was close. That was a nice try. No point, but again, we're still early on in this game. All right. Tim, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, Tim, listen carefully. This is Representative Gertz, I think is how you say his name, and he's speaking yesterday to Nancy Pelosi in the House of Representatives. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
Now, the president does ask for a f*** from President Zelensky, but the f*** is on behalf of our nation.
What? It's the same word, by the way, both times. What the bleep? What do you think he's saying there, Tim?
I'm going to say favor.
Favor. All right, let's
now, the president does ask for a favor from President Zelensky, but the favor is on behalf of our nation.
Nicely done, man. Nicely done, Tim. You are on the board, sir. All right, we go now back to you, Will. This is from the Emmys. This is the Emmy for Best Comedy Series. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here it is.
And the Emmy goes to...
Bag.
What the bleep, Will?
Scumbag?
Scumbag. Let's take a listen.
And the Emmy goes to...
Fleabag.
That was so close. All right. Tim, you ready for your next one?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. This is Rudy Giuliani, personal lawyer to the President of the United States. Listen carefully. Tell us what the bleep.
Reminds me of a f***er who was swinging wildly against a really skilled f***er who has a great right hand and puts him right down.
What do you think, Tim?
Baseball player.
Let's take a listen.
Reminds me of a fighter who was swinging wildly against a really skilled fighter who has a great right hand and puts him right down.
No, that was a close one. You had the wrong sport. All right, we have time. Yeah. We have a time here for one more. And I'll tell you what, Will, if you get this one right, you tie the game. You both get prize packs. If not, Tim walks away with it. Are you ready?
Yep.
This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on CNN yesterday. Listen carefully. Tell us what the bleep.
That polling data is not reflective of a that has united almost the entire Democratic caucus.
What do you think?
Can you play it one more time?
Yeah, I can play it one more time for you. Listen carefully. Tell us what the bleep. Here we go.
That polling data is not reflective of a that has united almost the entire Democratic caucus.
What do you think?
Of a fight?
That polling data is not reflective of a shift that
shift,
has
yeah,
united
shift.
Almost
that's
the
a,
entire Democratic caucus.
Those were all tough ones today. Congratulations, Tim. You're our big winner. We got to get out of here. We got to make a way for Rich Jones. He's got news coming up with traffic, weather, and Rush Limbaugh. Join us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Another chance to win Mark K's cash. Have a great day, everybody.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.